even if he sees that if he's going to continue in this midah, that he'll never speak lashon hara, or anything else of the sort, he may lose his job. He has a boss, and the boss is not going to be happy, and he has no reach Torah, the boss. He doesn't care about halacha and Torah. The aduahu, and people, everyone knows that b'avonasinu arabim anashim ke'ilu, people that don't care about Torah, that they don't care about lashon hara either. And if he sees that you're not loyal to him, and you're not telling him the things he need to be told, they're going to fire you. So are you mechuyev to get fired in order to not say lashon hara? That's the shaila. Now, if you were here yesterday, you would know that we said yesterday that lashon hara is as chamor as gil harayis shvichas damim and avodah zara, to the point that we had a question that maybe you should have to give up your life and not speak lashon hara, and that the poskim said no, it's not chamor more than those as far as that's concerned. But as far as losing your job, the Chafetz Chaim says, of course you have to lose your job and not speak lashon hara. But here is not such a big chiddush. Kechol shar lavin shemuchuyev liten kol shaloi v'lalav alein. Are we aware of this? For both sides, you know, you have to give up all your money in the world not to be over a lav. To do a mitzvah, you only have to give up a fifth of your money, 20%. So, if the esrog season is rough, okay, and you have to spend 20% of your income or your money, however you calculate that, for an esrog, fine, more than 20%, you're not obligated. But when it comes to a low sasei, to protect yourself from being over a lav, you're mechuyev to give up all of your money.
But if your boss asks you to speak lashon hara about an employee, right?
Right.
So maybe that goes in the category of toilet for the business.
Okay, no. He's not talking about that. No. He's not talking about that. You're right. Obviously, if there's a specific reason why it's permitted in that case, because it's toeles, the boss needs to know, he has the rights to know, or whatever it is, so then you're right, then it would be permitted. That's true. What?
It's okay with long tail.
Right, but we didn't get up to that sugi yet. And toeles is not simple, by the way. There's going to be, before you could say anything with toeles, there are seven pratim on that. So, you know, but let's say your boss tells you, you're in the restaurant business, he tells you, go eat at this other restaurant and write a negative review. I want my competition to get a lot of negative reviews. So he's basically telling you, this is your job, is to go write a negative review, which is considered lashon hara, on this other guy. I mean, maybe it's checking, maybe it's not. I don't know, whatever. Even if it would be true. Okay? So, something like that. Now, I know someone this happened to, by the way. It was a friend of mine, his mother, and he was with me in first year in Psaic, in Yeshiva, and he's a Chosh HaTam Chacham today, this guy, and his mother was big today. Anyway, she was Nifter. Lived in Muncie, Greenfield. So, and at the Levaya, someone said over this Misa that she lost her job because she didn't say lashon hara. Whatever. I remember that. Anyway, well, yeah. Umizenu chaleida, it's called sukein in the Gea Lirak, the covered ba'alma. So let's take it a step further. You're not going to lose your job. You're just going to get embarrassed if you don't say lashon hara. Why would you get embarrassed? Because everyone's in the matziv, everyone's schmoozing around, and everyone is sitting there and has something to contribute to the conversation. And you sit there with your mouth shut, and then you ask, why aren't you saying anything? Because lashon hara, of course I'm not saying anything. All right? So, kol shekein, kigoyin, sheyoshi ben chaburas anoshim. He's sitting with a group of people. Ve'en lo eitza ichli yishon, they have no way of getting out of it. Ve'en medabim medvar ma'asur ma'pidin. And they're saying things that you're not allowed to say. Because Yosef Adoimim, if he sits there quietly, and doesn't participate in the conversation, They're going to think he's insane. The vada is also, it doesn't matter, it's still also. On this type of scenario, is what Chazal say, mutav la'adam shikar shoyta kol yalav. It's, I would rather be called a shoyta in this world than a rasha in the next. The yizar is atmai, b'shas ma'isa b'chol k'chaysav, la'amoyed al nafshoy. Protect your nefesh, protect yourself. And you should remember and have a talk line that you're going to get a lot of schar from this. So, boom, Sarah Agra. Okay, and then here's the famous Maimer of Chazal, that the only source for this Maimer of Chazal is from the Igeres Agra. So, it's in the Gra. So, if it's on the Chazal, it's in the Gra. It's also good. But the Gra brings down. And there's been songs made out of this, and it's a famous mimer in Chazal. But the mimer says, "Al ish kazeh bevadeh shayach mimer Chazal." The Chazal say, "Kol rega v'rega, every moment, shadum choisim piv, that a person is able to hold his mouth shut. Zoicha lo'or agonuz, he is zoicha to the hidden light." Greater than any malach could have ever imagined seeing. He's going to be zoicha to from that moment. Okay, now, what do you do, Lamaisa, when you're there? We'll get to in Chav Vav later. But this is the this is that famous Maimer of Chazal that Kol Rega Rega Tzadim Chosim Biv Zoicha La'ar Agonah Shafil Kol Ma'ach Beria In Yecholim Mashiach. And it's a tremendous, tremendous, what's it called? Now, later on, in Klavov, when he brings this case, he uses very, very strong language. His language is that if he finds himself, the Eis Tzara Kazois, in this type of Eis Tzara, what's the Eis Tzara? He's in a matzah that people sing Lashon Hara around him, then this is how he should respond. I mean, the Chafkan was like so, you know, he looked at it so seriously. He called them Netzara. That's an interesting language. But anyway, okay. So that's the two chidushim from tonight, that you're mechuyev to lose all your money and you're mechuyev to get embarrassed, or even if it's gonna you know, get you embarrassed in order to protect yourself from Russia. Sorry about that mishap over here. Hashem will take care of it. See you
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, we'll see you. Good night.